Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, this Sunday is kind of in the middle of two very special events. This past Friday, we celebrated with Paul and Beth Smith their 50th anniversary. And this coming Saturday is a wedding event for Isaac and for Nicole. And I talked to both of them at the 50th anniversary celebration. I said, you have to promise to invite me to your 50th anniversary. And they kind of looked at me and said, I know I'll be 101, but that's okay. But Brother Paul, I mentioned that to him. And he said, you know, we had several at our wedding that said, don't forget to invite us to your 50th. He said, none of them are here. And I said, well, time marches on. But I wanted to share with you some thoughts from Ephesians chapter 5 in light of that. For we read in verse 30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. But I want you to notice what our Lord teaches in regard to that. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. What is marriage an example of? Christ and the church. We have a tendency to think, well, the church came after the forming of a marriage, not in the mind of God. In the mind of God, before the foundation of the world, he designed earthly marriage after his marriage to the church. Now, that changes everything. We have a tendency to think of marriage simply in earthly terms, but the Lord wants us to understand marriage in biblical, spiritual terms. I speak concerning Christ and the church. Now, all the things that he has shared relative to marriage relate to Christ's relationship to his church. Very special relationship. It's a one flesh relationship. Isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus Christ has a body like our body, except his is a glorified body, and one day we'll have a body like unto his body? He took upon himself flesh, and he was the first fruits after the resurrection of what we will be in the future, and we will be joined together with him, and we will know that relationship of marriage in heaven. And what a glorious thing that will be. And for you and I as Christians, it is our privilege to pattern our marriages after Jesus Christ and the church. That's what the biblical examples are given to us for, and yet so many times we fail in that regard. Our purpose for gathering here today in God's house is to meet with our Savior, because one day we're going to be living with him in his eternal presence for all eternity. And we are going to be joined one flesh with him as a marriage. And I hope and pray that as we come together today and worship around the throne of grace, and as we open our Bibles, that we might take to heart the relationship that we have. And maybe you're here today without the Lord Jesus Christ, and you don't know what we're talking about. You don't understand this relationship. You can have the Lord Jesus Christ if you repent and believe the gospel, and then you'll know what we're talking about in regard to a marriage relationship based upon Jesus Christ and the church. Our thoughts and prayers are with Isaac and Nicole as they are going to be joined together, Lord willing, this coming Saturday. Our hearts and prayers this morning are with Paul and Beth Smith. And I thank the Lord for a faithful couple, amen, that have been through many battles together. We look forward to the day when we stand in the presence of our Savior, our King, our Lord, and we will know the understanding of the marriage relationship, because he will be all in all. He should be all in all to you today, but he will for sure be all in all then. What a glorious day that will be.